Well, he said, I would have to ask my wife because we have 5 children. And he asked his wife, and his wife said, yes, I think we must take her home. So they took her home, and the doctor gave him lots of medication. He said, you must give that to her, or she will become violent. But he decided they were not going to give her medication. He said when they got her home, she was nervous and strange and crying, and he had a rocking chair, and he took her on his lap. He said she was so tiny and frail. He took her on his lap, and his wife got a patchwork quilt, and she put it round her, and he rocked her in the chair in his arms, and he just told her that God loved her, that she was so dear to God's heart, that she was the loved of love, and that God's love could penetrate anything. It could overcome any fear, that she could never, ever be out of his care, not even for a second. She was the loved of love, and they would sing to her all these hymns. And she went back that weekend. She hadn't taken any medicine. She was much better. A great improvement in her. He took her home a few more weekends. He kept on visiting her, and finally she was healed. But then she wasn't allowed out because she'd been signed in, and she was supposed to be there for life. And their law said she couldn't get out of there. And he said to her, those angels are still with us, and they will give us the ideas that we need. And then it came to him one day, he remembered the nursing facility, 10 acre in New Jersey, which was America. That if he could get, and they had a hall there for mental patients, if he could get her in there, she would be out of Canada, she'd be under American laws, and they could free her. So she got into 10 acre, and she stayed there for 6 weeks. She walked out free. She's now a member of the church and has 3 children. Wasn't that a wonderful story? This man also told me, he was an engineer and he's built big bridges, he and his brother. He told me that one time they were working with, I think it was a Spanish or Italian family, and they were doing work in the place where they lived. And he said this family were very noisy and very excitable and used their hands a lot, spoke in their language. And the first morning went there, they asked him to join them for breakfast. And he noticed that the mother had lost all her hair. And so they were telling him very excitedly that she has cancer and she's had all this treatment. She's getting worse. There's no hope for her. He was telling all these stories. So he was being very polite and trying not to say too much. But every morning he had to have breakfast with them. And they were always talking about the mother, and they would cry, and they were all upset. And he said after about the 5th morning, he couldn't take it anymore. And he said they were all excited and shouting, and the mother was crying. And he said, stop, stop, stop. And they all looked at him, and he said, look, I can't take this. I'm a Christian Scientist. And I can't be taken in by this picture. I'm not going to be hypnotized. That woman is the child of God. And God never put this sentence on her. And because he didn't put this sentence on her, it's not legitimate. It can't stand. It can't hold. Well, all these men were looking at him like he was quite mad. And he said he couldn't stop. But the mother was looking at him. And she said, you, come here. And he went over and sat beside her. She said, you talk to me some more. So he talked to her. So the next morning he came in. She said, you come sit. He said, look, I have to get out and do my work. No, she said, I want you to sit with me. And he sat and he talked with her every morning. He told her about the lesson sermon. He began to read the lesson sermon to her. The other family all began to listen. And every morning this was their little ritual every morning. When the woman went back to the hospital, they couldn't find a trace of her cancer. She was completely healed, and her hair grew back again. You see, there's wonderful healing work going on. Sometimes we look at people in our church and we say, oh, look at so-and-so, and they're not doing very well, and they haven't got healed. And we become discouraged. Well, that's not the way to help anybody. You have to go home and say to yourself, not in my church. My church home is my consciousness. I refuse to see that about the members of my church or about anybody. Because remember, if you believe it for them, you can believe it for yourself. And in one of my talks, I asked you to pray for practitioners and teachers and lecturers every day to know that their work could be effective. And you've really got to do that. To know that with God, all things are possible. Do we believe that just some things are possible in Christian Science, but some things are not? You're not saying that about Christian Science, you're saying it about God. Did our Master believe that anything was impossible to God? He healed every known disease. He walked on the waves. He overcame the laws of gravity. He stilled the storms. He raised the dead. And he raised himself from the dead. And just go back and make yourself read all the testimonies in A Century of Christian Science Healing in the back of our textbook. Remind yourselves of the things that have been healed in our movement. And to know that the power is God's. The power that fills the garment's hem is evermore the same. Evermore the same. It hasn't lost its power. And we can't be made to lose our ability to accept and believe that truth. All we need is more faith, more confidence in the truth, not in ourselves, but in God. And to know that he's a loving God and that he loves us each and every one with a love that's indescribable. We've only to accept that and believe it. He loves each and every one of you so much. I'm going to finish by reading this hymn again. Think about these angels. And just think about the power of the word. All glory be to God Most High, and on the earth be peace. The angels sang in days of yore. O longing hearts that wait on God, through all the world so wide, he knows the angels that you need and sends them to your side to comfort, guard, and guide. O wake and hear the angel song that bids all discord cease from pain and sorrow, doubt and fear. It brings us sweet release, and so our hearts find peace. And I pray that God's legions of angels go with you. Go in peace. Thank you.